we have today the direct and indirect object pronouns. Those are me, te, lo, la, nos, los, las. In the first part we said, Roberto me escucha. Roberto, listen to me. Te entiendo. I understand you. Lo veo. I see him. La veo. I see her. Nos entiende. He or she understands. Okay? So if we say, nos entiende porque ella habla español. Ella nos entiende. She understands. Why? Because she speaks Spanish. Good. Los. Escucho. Okay? The youth are playing out there and they are yelling. Okay? What do we say in Spanish to say that we listen to them? We can hear them. Los escucho. Right? Los escucho. If we say all together, then we say, los escuchamos. Los escuchamos. Ella los escucha. Hear that? Ella, she, los escucha. She listens to them. Now, using a feminine, las escucho. I hear them, the girl. Las escucho. So the girls are playing outside. Do you hear them? And you say, las escucho. If it's boys, there are many of them, los escucho. What would you say if it's only one boy talking out there and you hear him? Lo escucho. Lo, right? Which is the third person. You see, me, te, lo. Me escucha, te escucho, lo escucho. All right? So we have that. Let's go to the next page. And we're going to go to see some more examples. Lavamos los platos. Los platos. What is that?
We wash
the dishes. Right. We wash the dishes. We wash them. Los lavamos. You see? If you say only one dish, then instead of los lavamos, you say lo lavo. Lo lavo. Right? If it's only one. But because it's plural, los lavamos. Los. Remember the previous page.
Los.
Los lavamos. If there are many. So if it's only one, lo lavamos.
So why you wouldn't say un las?
You say, yo lavo un plato.
Un plato, plato.
Okay.
Plato.
But if you want to use the object pronoun, then you say, lo lavo. I wash. So when you use a verb along with verbs like deber, tener que, ir a, there are two acceptable places for the direct object pronouns. Okay? Let's do some exercises. Tengo que lavar los platos. Listen to that. Tengo que lavar los platos. I have to wash the dishes. Los tengo que lavar. I have to wash them. That's one form. Tengo que lavarlos. That's another form. And yes, I have to wash them. The same thing. Okay. So, you could use los tengo que lavar, los, but when you say los, you are saying the dishes. But when you say tengo que lavarlos, lavarlos is regarding washing the dishes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can I go back to the first line? Where it says los lavamos, we wash them. Then you're going to say los lavamos. Does that mean that I wash it?
We wash it.
We wash it.
Lo lavamos. If you say lavamos, remember the verb to wash,
yes.
Es lavar.
Yes.
So when you use lavamos, it's we.
We wash
nosotros
it.
Lavamos.
So if, you do, if it's one you're doing, it's lo, we wash it.
Lo lavo.
Lo lavo.
If it's one, if it's one person speaking. If there are many people speaking, we, then nosotros lo lavamos. Okay.
So again, let's get this down.
Go ahead.
In the infinitive form, we use L or...
R or I.
Yeah. But in the conjugated form...
No, you don't use it anymore. Okay. Now you use yo lavo, tú lavas, él lava. Nosotros lavamos, ustedes lavan, ellos lavan. But the infinitive form, R, S, I, is only to write something like infinitive form. For example, if you're going to say to write, yeah. See, those are two words in English. To write, which is infinitive form in English. Mm-hmm. Now, to write is something new, is something good. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, we say escribir, which means to write, ending in IR. Mm-hmm. Escribir es algo bueno. So escribir is the infinitive form, but sometimes used. For example, to sing. How you say to sing in Spanish?
Cantar.
You see, the cantar, you don't say yo cantar.
No.
You say yo canto.
Canto.
Tú cantas. Él canta o ella canta. Nosotros cantamos. Ustedes cantan. Ellos cantan.
Yeah, I'm just trying to when you use L versus low.
Right. So when you use low is when you are referring to a singular, right?
Okay.
And it has to be one object pronoun. So if you say lo canto, I sing. Yo lo canto, I sing the hymn. Yo canto el himno. Lo canto. Okay? Or you could even ask the question, should I sing it? You know, lo canto? That's the question. You know? Hymn number 32. Lo canto? Do I sing hymn number 32? So you could say just that. Lo canto, a question. O cántalo. You sing. Cántalo. Cántalo. Cántale. To sing too. Alright. So listen to the next one. Debo leer los libros. I must read the books. Debo to. Deber. Right? So debo leer. To read los libros. I must read the books. I must read them. Los debo leer. I must read them. Debo leerlos. You could change it either way. And it's the same thing. Los debo leer or debo leerlos. You could put the LOS at the end of leer. Yes.
This one, debo leer.
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 Leer, I'm sorry,
last letters.
The word must. Where does it?
This debo. Debo.
Debo.
Debo.
Yo debo.
I know they understand I and debo.
You don't need I when you say debo because that's the first,
okay, right.
The first conjugation of the verb deber.
It's just the word must. Where does it?
Debo. Deber is right there. That must. Deber. I must is yo debo, but you don't need to use yo when you say debo. So you say debo leer los libros.
Okay.
Yo como hamburger. You could say como hamburger, and you are saying the same thing. So, vamos a comer la torta. That cake, right? Vamos a comer la torta. We could say, la vamos a comer. La meaning torta. Right? La. Vamos a comerla. La, now here, you see, on the top you say comer, en la at the beginning, on the second one, la vamos a comer, right? Now you can say, vamos a comer, and then you put la at the end, comerla. Comerla. Okay, vamos a comerla. So if we have a cake here, right, I tell you guys, oh, we're going to celebrate Christmas, and we have a cake here. Vamos a celebrar la Navidad, tenemos una torta aquí. So I, and then some of you say, vamos a comerla, okay, then go eat it, right, eat it. So we're going to go eat la torta, right? Comerla. So you can see there are two forms for this kind of sentences. Both are equally correct. So you use the one that you find easiest. So you can say, la vamos a comer, or you could say, vamos a comerla. Either right. La, at the end. Correct. Now look at the indirect object. You see, an indirect object pronoun is a person or object that benefits from an action or receives something as a result of the action. So you see the question. ¿Mandaste el documento a Juanita? Did you send the document to Juanita? Mandaste is from the verb mandar, to send, right? Mandar. So, ¿le mandaste el documento? You see, did you send the document? To Juanita is her, right?
Yes.
So, le mandaste, meaning le mandaste a ella, to her. Did you send the document to her? Okay. So, when you say le, you are talking about her, him or her. Le. On the bottom part, le mandaste el documento a Juanita. Did you send the document to Juanita? Even though the le makes a Juanita redundant. But le, you don't have to say it twice. Okay. So when you say le, it's automatically understood. That is for Juanita, right? All right. So we go to the rest of the indirect object. And we go to me. Me dio el libro. That meaning to me. He or she gave me the book. Okay? Me dio el libro. Okay, so if I say, yo le doy el libro a Dorotea. Right? I am giving the book to Dorotea.
We said le.
Yo le.
No, yo, yo le.
Le. Yo le doy. I give her. Okay? El libro a Dorotea. So she takes the book and I give the book to Dorotea. But listen to that. He says, she gave me the book. Now I go over there and she takes the book and gives it to me. Alright, now Dorotea says, yo le di el libro al maestro. Right? You understand, Dorotea?
I'm trying to.
Okay. Yo le di, I gave to him.
Yeah, but we're not using the yo anymore.
You don't need yo. You could just say le di.
Okay, le di.
Le di el libro al maestro. Okay, you already gave it to me, right? And then he is asking you, what did you do with the book? ¿Qué hiciste con el libro? And then you're going to say, yo le di.
Yo le di.
Okay.
I am trying to figure
it out. What did you give me?
El libro.
To whom? Al?
Al maestro.
Maestro. Al maestro. Okay? Yo le di el libro a ella. Yo le di el libro a ella. Okay? Right, I gave the book to her. Yo le di el libro a ustedes.
To
you, plural. To a ustedes, right? Okay. Yo le di el libro a ellos. Le di el libro, okay? Yo le di la pluma a Dorotea. Yo le di la pluma. You could say, yo le di la pluma a Dorotea. Ella me dio la pluma a mí. Why did I say that?
She gives it back.
Ella me dio la pluma a mí. Okay? Yo le di la pluma a él.
You gave a pencil to him.
Right. The pen to him.
Pluma.
Lápiz.
Lápiz.
Pencil. Lápiz. Pluma, pen. Okay, now we go to te mandé la carta.
The thing is, this is that you're
using me.
You're using yo, but here you
omitting.
You have omitted it.
Omitting yo, right? Okay. Instead of saying él me dio el libro, él me dio el libro, I just say me dio el libro. And you don't need él. It's obvious that he did. Right. If I say, ella me dio el libro, it's the same thing as if I said, me dio el libro. Okay. Because we are talking about her. Okay, le doy el lápiz. I give her the pencil. Lápiz, pencil. Pen is pluma. Pluma, they also have a word like lapicero. Lapicero. Like lápiz, pencil, lapicero, pen. Okay. With the ink.
Oh, yeah.
Lapicero, like a zero. Lápiz, zero. So lapicero. That will be a pen. Okay. Nos mandaron una tarjeta. To whom did they send the card? When he says nos, what is nos? Nos mandaron.
To us.
Right? To we. So they sent us. And that means nos mandaron una tarjeta. What is una tarjeta?
A card.
Right. Now look at this.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In parentheses here, the anosotros, they're saying that.
To us. Nos mandaron. Nos meaning nosotros. Nos. Okay. Nos dieron $100. Nos dieron. So, some people gave to us, to all of us. Nos dieron. $100. $100. Nos dieron. I don't have to say. They gave us $100. Nos dieron $100. Nos dieron. Nos, nosotros. Okay, the last one. Les, which is used for them or plural you. Les doy mi carro. Les doy mi carro, meaning I give you my car. By you, plural. Okay? Or them. Les doy mi carro. A ellos. But I don't have to say a ellos. I just say les doy, les meaning to them. Les. Whenever you say les, you're talking about them.
I give my car to them.
To them. Les doy mi carro. Okay? That will come. What is important is that you come in contact with these object pronoun because you're going to hear them a lot. Okay? If I say, dale a Dorotea el lapicero. Give. Dale a Dorotea el lapicero. And you already gave it to her. Then you could say, yo le di el lapicero. Already. Yo se lo di. If you say, se lo di, only, that's enough. Se, to her, lo di, I gave it to her. Yo se lo di. To give is to dar, dar. The verb dar is yo doy, to dar, el dar. But the past tense of giving is di. Yo di, tú diste, él dio. Nosotros dimos. So that, in the future, you get it. Past tense, future tense. Okay, listen to these sentences, will help you a lot more. And this will deal with me, with te, and nos. Me mandaron un regalo. Who sent the gift? Me mandaron un regalo.
I sent
it. But what me mean?
They sent the gift.
Right, they sent the gift. To whom?
To me.
Yes. Because it says me. Me. And me is the first person object pronoun. Right? Right. You don't have to say me mandaron un regalo a mí. You don't have to say a mí. If you say me. Me mandaron un regalo. The a mí is extra.
Remember the mandaron is representing
fe. Ella te dio el papel. Ella te dio el papel. She gave you the paper. But I don't have to say ella.
Yeah.
If I say, te dio el papel, that means that she did. Or he or she. He or she gave you the paper. Te dio el papel, right? So if I went and said, I take the book, okay? And I give it to Dorotea, the book. And she takes right? And then Dorotea is asking you, what did the teacher do with the book? And you say, te dio el libro. Te dio, that means he gave the book to you. You see, te dio el libro. El maestro te dio el libro. You don't have to say el maestro again. Okay? El libro.
Sí.
Now look at this. Nos enseñaron la lección. Nos. So they taught us the lesson. When you say nos, that That means to us, to all of us. Right? En enseñaron la lección, meaning enseñaron. When do you use enseñaron?
When it's plural.
They. Right. Because if it would be I, enseño. If it's tú enseñas. Él enseña, nosotros enseñamos. Ellos enseñaron. Right. In the past tense. All right. Okay, so look at that. Lay and let are a bit trickier because they could mean different things depending on the context. You could say, le doy un libro, which we already saw. I give him or I give her a book. Le doy un libro. If you want to specify him or her, you just got to make sure that you listen and understand what you mean when you say that. Right? So, le doy un libro a él. O le doy un libro a ella. O le doy un libro a ellos. Okay, meaning that. If I say, le doy un libro a ellos. What is that?
I give them.
Them. I give a book to them. Le doy un libro a ustedes.
I give you.
Yes, all of you. Good. So the same rule applies to let. Les digo la verdad. I tell you the truth, right? Les digo. You could also say, te digo la verdad. I tell you, right? Te digo la verdad. And you will hear a lot of people say that. Te digo la verdad. You see, that's somebody talking to you personally, telling you that they are telling you the truth. Te digo la verdad. Now,
Does that stop the LS?
That would be for plural. For plural. I tell them. Les digo la verdad, to them.
Okay.
Right. Les. Whenever you see les, it's the third person plural. When you say le, it's first person.
Yes.
Singular. Third person singular will be le. Le. Yo le di a Dorotea. ¿Verdad? Yo le di el libro a Dorotea. If I say yo les di, that means plural people, to several people. Le. All right. Once again, let's go. Les digo la verdad to whom? A ellos. Right? I tell them the truth. Les digo la verdad. So when you hear les, you know it's plural. When you hear les, you know it's singular. So, le doy un hamburger. Le doy un hamburger to whom? To either him or her. Le doy. But if I say les doy un hamburger, you got to be to several people. Yeah. Les doy un hamburger a ellos. Right? Go ahead.
Well, why is it un?
Un hamburger. But if I say, les doy unos hamburgers, those are many hamburgers, and I les doy to them. So yo les doy muchos hamburgers
okay.
Todos los días.
Yeah.
Muchos.
Yeah, I heard the book.
Les doy un.
Yeah.
That's only one hamburger.
Yes. Yeah. That's
one
hamburger. That's what I was trying to get across.
Right. And that's an indefinite article, which is un or una.
Okay.
Right? Singular. Plural, unos, una. Yes. But you don't know which one. Now the articles that are definite are el, or la, los, y las. Okay? We almost finished. And here we go. Le puedo ayudar. You're going to hear that when you go on mission.
Le puedo
ayudar. Can I help you? You go to the airport and somebody comes in and you don't know where to go and somebody says, le puedo ayudar. Can I help you? Look at that. Learn that by heart. Le puedo ayudar. Le puedo ayudar. Right? So that you're going to hear a lot about that. Le puedo ayudar. Can I help you? You could also say, le puedo ayudar a usted. You see, but if you say, le puedo ayudar, it's automatically understood that it's about usted. What about if you say, les puedo traer algo? Les. You see that les?
Yes.
Meaning you're talking to many people.
Yes.
So if I come here and I see all of you and I say, les puedo traer algo? And you say, water, hamburger, you know, papa frita. all kinds of stuff. See, if I say let, can I bring you something to all of you? Let puedo. Because you are talking to many people. But if it's only him that is here, I cannot say let puedo. I gotta say te puedo or le puedo. If I say te because he's young, if I say le because he's older, and then I will respect this formal way. So I'll say te puedo traer algo. You know, I ask him, or le puedo traer algo, like usted. Le for usted, te for tú. All right. Is that a lot easier to understand? Okay. So now, here we go. Let's start with an example. Digo la verdad a Pedro. What does that say?
Digo la...
You could also...
Yeah. Digo la verdad a Pedro. What did I say?
I tell Pedro the truth.
I tell Pedro the truth, yes. Digo la verdad. What is digo? I say, I tell. La verdad?
The truth.
The truth, okay. La mentira is the opposite. La mentira.
Lie.
The lie. The opposite of la verdad is la mentira. Mentira, okay? You already have that. Okay, so when you say, le digo la verdad, I tell him the truth. Now, what about if you tell a group of people? Le digo la verdad. You got it, right? Le digo la verdad. If you say, se la digo, I tell it to him. Okay? So, se, now you're using se, se la digo. Okay? That means I tell it to him. The truth, whatever we are talking about. So the same rule applies to let, if it is followed by lo, los, la, or la, the let becomes se.
What is the lie again?
Mentira. Men, men, M-E-N, M-E-N, T-T-I, ra, R-E, mentira. Yes.
M-E-N-T-I-R-E.
Okay, damos el regalo de Navidad, Christmas, Navidad. Damos el regalo de Navidad a ellos.
Notice damos el regalo a ellos.
Damos el regalo de Navidad a ellos.
We give them a Christmas gift to them.
Damos el regalo de Navidad a ellos. How would I say that we want to give the Christmas gift to her?
Oh boy.
Le damos el regalo de Navidad a?
A ella.
Le damos el regalo de Navidad a ella. No lo podemos, we cannot say less unless it's a bunch of people that we are giving. But if it's one person, so le doy el regalo de Navidad a ella. If it's many people, all of us, les damos el regalo de Navidad a ella. Les, if it is all of us. All right? Se lo damos, we give it to them. Se lo damos a ellos, we give it to them. And so you can use it either way, you know, one way or the other. All right? Any questions?
I got
to
sit down and study.
Yes. So it's very simple. Very simple.
Everything is simple.
Me, te, o lo. Which is, Roberto, me escucha. Te entiendo, te comprendo. How would you say to somebody that you love? Let's say you got a boyfriend or girlfriend and you tell that person you love her or you love him. How would you say that?
You are late.
Or te.
Te
quiero.
Amiga.
Te quiero.
Te quiero.
Te quiero. I love you. Te quiero. Or te amo.
Te amo.
Te amo. I love you. Right? You hear that? You don't have to say, I love you. You can just say, te amo. That's it. It's there. And that's the object. Okay. One word. Te amo. That's it. Te quiero. Okay? So if you want to ask for papa fritas, you don't have to say, Yo quiero papa frita. All you gotta say is, quiero papa frita.
Yeah, quiero papa frita.
That's it. So you can delete the rest. Alright? So if you guys make a decision that you want to have a continuation of this, we will be on Thursday at 7 at the other 5 days.
Starting next week?
Starting next week.
Okay.